You're listening to Morning Edition here on 88.1 WVPE. Good morning. I'm Michael Linville. Tomorrow on the campus of Goshen College, they're holding an inauguration ceremony for Dr. Rebecca Stolzfus, the 18th president in the school's 124-year history. Dr. Stolzfus is the second woman and the second Stolzfus to be president of Goshen College. Her father, Victor, led the school from 1984 to 1996. Dr. Stolzfus graduated with a degree in chemistry from Goshen College in 1983 and received master's and doctoral degrees in human nutrition from Cornell University. She's been a professor and researcher at the Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland, and Cornell University in Ithaca, New York, where she most recently served as vice provost for undergraduate education. Dr. Stolzfus has been kind enough to join us this morning to talk about tomorrow's ceremony, what she's learned in her first 2 months as president of Goshen College, and some of the issues she hopes to focus on at the school. Dr. Stolzfus, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
First, let me say congratulations. I imagine you're thrilled to be in your new position.
I am. I'm very happy to be here.
If I were to ask you to give me a brief job description of the president of Goshen College, what would you tell me?
Oh, wow. Well, it is a different job every day, it seems. There's a lot to pay attention to. And right now, early in my work, there's a lot of learning for me. But I would say it's a combination of administration, strategy, and building relationships.
Okay. And if I were to ask you to list the three biggest issues facing education today, what would those be?
We need to be very clear about what we as a four-year, mainly residential baccalaureate college offer to young adults and adults of any age. There is skepticism about higher education these days, and we need to be clear about the value that we offer. We also need to work even more diligently at including students of all backgrounds, both racial, ethnic backgrounds and economic backgrounds. Goshen College is very committed to being an engine for social equality and equity of opportunity in this region. And I would say, like all of the employers in Elkhart County these days, we are working hard to be a very good employer and retain the talent in a burgeoning economy here locally.
And what can you do to help foster people's understanding of the value of a higher education?
Well, we can help them understand the facts behind a Goshen College education. The research shows that getting a four-year baccalaureate degree has a very large, lifelong economic value to our students, and that's estimated by researchers between $500,000 and $1 million over a lifetime of the investment in earning a college degree. I think that we also have a lot to offer in terms of our role as a leading employer in the region and what we offer in terms of arts and entrepreneurship and civic engagement in our community.
You also mentioned student diversity. Goshen College has an emerging identity as an Hispanic-serving institution that began under your predecessor, Dr. James Brenneman. Do you view that as a positive direction for the college?
I view that as very positive. One of the things that I feel strongly about is that Goshen College is a dynamic place, and it is responsive to the needs of the world and, in particular, the communities that surround us. And the Elkhart County population has changed dramatically, and Goshen College has responded to that by being very intentional about creating bridges and relationships to our local Latino population, and we're enrolling more and more Hispanic students, and that's been good for the college. I know it's good for the students, and I believe it's very good for this community.
Dr. Stolzfus, you began your position as Goshen College president on November 1st, and one of the more public things you've done in your short tenure as president of the school is to issue a statement opposing CoreCivic's proposal to build an immigration detention facility in Elkhart County. And I was taken with your statement in part because the opposition seemed to be based primarily on economic factors, including the concern that such a facility could harm the college's ability to recruit top talent, that it would threaten one of the school's growing markets of prospective students, namely regional Latino students that you just mentioned, and finally that the detention facility would create competition for the already inadequate number of hourly workers in the county. And then I couldn't help but wonder, as a Christian liberal arts college affiliated with the Mennonite Church, Would the school have faith-based reasons to oppose the building of such a facility?
Yes, very strongly yes to that. As a faith-based Christian institution, our values do not align with a for-profit prison, which we believe would increase anxiety and social inequality in our community, and is not, in our view, the way forward to addressing the important immigration issues that we face locally and nationally.
Some people hear Christian liberal arts college and they think there's a contradiction or a dichotomy there. Do you think that's the case at all?
No. I think Goshen College has demonstrated the synergy between spirituality, faith, and theology, and excellence in education, in the humanities and social sciences and sciences for now 124 years. So we find that one of our distinctive strengths is bringing together Christian faith and theology with a liberal arts education.
I also mentioned in your introduction that you were most recently the vice provost for undergraduate education at Cornell University. They have a student body population of undergraduate students anyway of about 14,000. That compares to just 800 undergraduates at Goshen College. What type of challenges and opportunities does that relative intimacy of Goshen College present?
Well, Goshen College is a vibrant, close-knit community. It is highly relational, and that offers a great deal to our students. Our faculty are committed teachers and advisors. Students find themselves in almost uniformly smaller class sizes where their voice and their presence really matters. We know each other by name on our campus, and we offer really individualized support and career counseling to our students. So it is a big change for me to go from a much larger institution to Goshen College. But I have felt the impact of my Goshen College education on my life through the relationships, the deep relationships I made with students and staff and faculty at the college. And I'm excited to be part of offering that to our student body going forward.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. I mentioned also that your father was president of Goshen College, and I can't help but wonder how it feels to be following in his footsteps.
Well, it's an unusual experience. Not many college presidents have been in this situation. But my father has been a role model for me all my life, and I did not expect to follow so closely in his footsteps. But as this possibility emerged and became increasingly clear that it was a really good opportunity and privileged next step for me in my life, he continues to be a friend and a dad and a mentor to me, and it makes it special to be here.
You also have a husband, your husband Kevin Miller, who is a Goshen College graduate. You have two children who are students at the school. How do they feel about mom being president?
They have been so supportive and open and encouraging, and I am very honored by that. So far, it has just been a real asset to me to have them on campus. We enjoy being around each other, and I enjoy learning about the college through their experiences. But, you know, even though that we're a small campus, they live their lives, and I live my life, and they're busy doing their work as students, and I'm busy doing my work as president.
Well, Dr. Stolz-Fuss, I really appreciate your time this morning. I wish you the best of luck with your inauguration ceremony tomorrow. I know you've also got some events this evening. I think it's called Stolz-Fuss Fest. I wish you the best of luck with all of the ongoing things around your inauguration ceremony tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Hey, have a great day, and I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. You have a good day, too.
Bye-bye.